Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning, and what an exciting morning it is. Do you hear that
Oh, you hear that frog in my voice?
Yeah, Bill's back. It's frog. No, listen, I forgot what you even looked like. It's been so long.
I know.
How was your vacation?
It was good. Just chilled out. Played a lot of golf. Really didn't go anywhere. It was a staycation.
Okay.
There's, you know, when you're still in the middle of a pandemic and you have a vacation, you really don't plan on going anywhere.
There's nothing wrong with staycations.
Absolutely.
You need it. You can rest up, but you did bring some cold weather with you. It's 55 degrees right now.
I turned the heat on.
I actually did.
It was beautiful. The worst part of coming back on vacation, it's not getting up early. It's like when you get to the office and your key card doesn't work. And it wasn't working this morning when I first got to our front door.
Uh-oh.
Did I not see the memo?
What happened?
I don't know. I tried five times.
Okay.
So I'm like, is Jen trying to lock me out? I have no idea what's going on.
I'm glad you're back. We missed you.
Yeah. And what is going on today?
Oh, my God. There's so much. All right. Let's see. Well, Beat the Bee returns because you returned.
Right.
So I did miss that. That will happen at 7:30. Mm-hmm. We have a $50 gift card to Wawa, which is just amazing.
Nice.
Bill, 9:45, we're doing the gender reveals.
Oh.
I don't even know if you know. We started it yesterday. So another winner number two. From our What Will It Be contest, will join us on the air, share the happy news with everyone who's listening and friends and family. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, 9:45.
Looking forward to bringing that back for sure. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day and a good week for us. In just a minute, of course, we're going to hop on over to our little Facebook Live video. We call it the Be Up Club.
They
guys
missed you, Bill.
Did they?
Oh,
I missed them.
Listen,
I slept till 7 every morning, so I do miss my Be Up Club members. Guys, if you're out there listening, I know if you're driving, you can't join us, but if you have a moment or two, just hop on over to Facebook in about a minute or two at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I'll tell you, it is going to be a very busy day in Philadelphia later on because President Trump will be in town. So he's doing a town hall meeting at the National Constitution Center, and the barricades, they are already set up. Air Force One expected to land right around 4:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, so there will be road closures around the National Constitution Center. They're going to be put in place between 1 and 2 o'clock this afternoon, okay? Even though he arrives at 4:30, again, between 1 and 2, that's when you're going to see these road closures from 4th Street to 9th Street, and then from Market Street to Vine Street. So, yeah, expect some traffic tie-ups in Center City later on today. Again, that starts at 1 o'clock. Not what you want to hear, of course, but at least we're going to have amazing weather. Get out and enjoy it. Sunny going up to 72. For Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you've been looking forward to the new iPhone 12, you might have to wait like another month or so. But today is the big day that Apple's going to be holding this, you know, virtual event to unveil its new iPad, Apple Watch, and the AirPods 3.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested and excited about this. I've been following it. They're expected to unveil their first ever over-the-ear headphones. So
yes,
that will join the AirPods lineup. Looks pretty cool. Now, I'm a Droid guy, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I started out an Apple guy. I may want to switch back.
With
who knows?
The 12, who knows?
I'm telling you. And those headphones look really, really cool. Yeah. But the iPhone 12, they are thinking of unveiling at its own event. It deserves its own event next month. It's expected to be a base model and a pro model, so you'll have your choices. Various sizes, big and small. They're expected to have a 5.4-inch model, so a smaller iPhone.
Oh, that is small.
Yeah. And it's funny when you think about the iteration of phones, the lineage of phones. We started out kind of small, remember?
Yeah.
And then they've gotten like tablet size, like mine, I'm holding it up.
Yeah.
And now we're going back to like this. People want the more compact models. What about you? Your phone's not that.
What do you think mine is?
Let me see. Because you always have a smaller phone. Yeah,
mine's
you're
an
about.
Apple, but this is, I have like a 7
yeah,
or 8, something
I think,
like that.
I think you're under 6 inches.
Yeah, I guess
for that
mine's
one
pretty
too.
Small compared to yours.
Yeah, mine's enormous. So, and it, you can feel it when you're walking around. So a lot of people, oh, there it goes.
Just
drop my
just
phone.
Drop
I just dropped my phone.
You have a case without, on it, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't have a case because I took it out of the case.
Just because, show me. Oh, my
no, because
gosh.
We were shooting a video earlier for a B-Up Club. So I take it out of the case and I use my phone.
Well,
now my phone is cracked. Now I need a new iPhone.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, boy. What a morning.
Well, you got to wait. You got to wait, Phil, another month.
Another month. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning to you guys and welcome back, Bill.
Wow. Good to be back.
You brought some cold weather with
did.
You, didn't you? I don't know what this is. It's in the mid-50s right mm-hmm. now. So, yeah. Hey, bundle up, top fan of the day, sponsored by Acme. Mm-hmm. It's a shout-out right now to Katie Schonbacher. And Katie is apparently a very big Backstreet Boys fan. Mm. So I'm sure she watched Dancing with the Stars last night. AJ mm-hmm. McClain was on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Katie, thank you so much for listening to The B. And just get ready for lots of shout-outs.
Wow. Your today, name is going to be all over the place.
That's right.
It's Katie Day here on The B. By the way, Acme, as you mentioned, sponsors this. And also, they're doing something very cool. Now, you remember we did the barbecue in a bag?
Yes.
All right. We're doing Acme lunch breaks. You guys are going to love this because one of us will drop off this bag, which includes a $100 Acme gift card. Very exciting. You have to enter to win yours now at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
I like that Bill is back today.
I listen, you know I love you, but I'd rather be sleeping. It's nice to be back.
I hear you. We did miss you. We have a fun question for you guys this morning. So since you know that beautiful California mansion where the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air took place is now available on Airbnb. I don't know if you heard this. $30 a night, mm-hmm. and DJ Jazzy Jeff will even welcome you when you arrive. But we were wondering, like, what other famous place you would love to spend a night in? And this could be, you know, anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know me, a royal castle fit for a queen.
Uh-huh.
I would want to stay, and actually not in Buckingham Palace.
Really?
I've thought about this. I would like to stay at Balmoral Castle,
ooh.
And that's where she goes when she's in Scotland.
Is that right?
That place looks beautiful.
Never even heard of it. What's
what?
It called?
Balmoral Castle.
Ooh, that sounds stunning.
Yeah,
it is. I know you love Scotland. I would stay in the Cobra Kai dojo where they film the show Cobra Kai.
I don't know. You might have to look out for a little black mold in the walls there.
It looks a little...
I know Johnny's been trying to clean the place up a bit. That's so funny.
I'll be sweeping everybody's leg by the time the night's through.
That's great.
I love
That's
that
great.
Show. So I actually would like to stay there. I'm so
okay.
into that show. I'm just telling you. But look, it doesn't have to be a TV location or anything like that. But if you guys could pick any place in the world, anywhere in the world, you can spend one night, where would it be? Give us a call. We want to hear about it. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Can I just say how cool you guys are? Mm-hmm. We are getting just so many comments on our B101 Philly Facebook page about this question that we just threw out. So since the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion is now listed on Airbnb, we're just wondering, like, what famous place you would pick to spend a night in?
Mm-hmm.
And this could be anywhere in the world.
Yeah, got some great comments. Stephanie says the Full House, you know, from the TV show.
Yep.
Gene says the Amityville Horror House. No thanks. Remember that movie?
I do.
It was an actual place, too. Amy says Downton Abbey. Now, that's an actual place?
It's called Highclere Castle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh, gorgeous.
So that's a good pick, right?
Amy, I'll stay there with you.
There you go. It's right up your alley. Top fan Vicky says she would stay in Rome with the Pope and play cards all night and talk to the Pope. See, I would like to do that. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
But the problem is I cheat at cards, and I'm pretty sure if you cheat the Pope, you're going to hell.
I think so.
But then again, I'm going there anyway.
Why not? Live it up with the Pope.
Give me that money, Pope. but we want to know, if you could spend anywhere in the world that one night, money no object, where would it be? Give us a call, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, it is 728, and Bill is back, so So Beat the Beat is back, and I know we all missed this game. This is how it works. So you are betting on me, okay? Bill comes up with these random trivia questions. It's a yes or no. Will I correctly be able to answer
that? That's right. And today's category, you'll be happy to know, it is, since it's IT Professionals Day today, we're going to honor those heroes of the office or the home office now with some tech trivia.
Oh.
Listen, we love our condescending know-it-all IT professionals. And I am not one of them.
So.
You are not one of them, but I think you're going to do okay. But you know more than you let on.
I don't. I'm going to be terrible at this. Feel free to bet against me. Mm-hmm. All right, but we do have this amazing prize this morning. As you well know, you are playing for a $50 Wawa gift card. Yeah, very cool. Your favorite Wawa Sizzly varieties are 2 for $4. You got to have a Wawa, so if you want to play Beat the Bee, IT tech questions.
IT trivia.
Be caller 10 right now.
888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is back because Bill is back. So we have a $50 gift card to Wawa. And this morning we are playing with Dylan from Jamison, Bucks County. Dylan was caller number 10.
All right, Dylan, it is 5 trivia questions for Jen. All you have to do is guess whether or not she knows the answers. Today's category, tech trivia. 3 out of 5 right and wins you the prize. Dylan, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dylan is ready. Here we go, Jen. Tech question number 1.
Ugh.
Pretty easy one, I think. What does CD stand for? As in music?
Oh.
What does CD stand for? Now, Dylan, will she know that?
Yeah, I definitely think she'll know that.
Never say definitely with a tech question, but compact disc.
Compact disc is correct. See, I told you an easy one. Mm-hmm. You are on the board, Dylan. Question 2,
sounds
Jen.
Done.
True or false, Jen? Tech giant Google rents out goats to help cut down the amount of weeds and brush at their headquarters instead of mowing the lawn. Now, Dylan, will she know that?
Yes, I think she will. I think knowing Google is probably a pretty easy question.
Look at Dylan giving you a hint.
Yeah, it probably is. And plus, knowing Bill, he would have never come up with that question on his own unless it was true. So it is true.
It is true. That is correct. All right, Dylan, going for the clean sweep. I told you these weren't that hard.
Okay.
All right, I don't want to think too hard. I just came back from vacation, so these questions behoove me as well. Question 3.
Right.
In general, Jen, people tend to read as much as 10% slower from a computer screen than reading from paper. How slow do I read when I'm hungover in the morning on the air?
You don't even read. I mean, this question is invalid.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I would say you probably don't read.
Dylan says I don't read.
Well, you don't.
All right, so is that a right answer?
I say give it to Dylan.
All right, we'll give it to Dylan. There you go. Dylan, clean sweep.
Nice job.
Awesome.
Yeah, you won, Dylan. See, very, very simple.
Awesome.
Yeah, a $50 gift card to Wawa, so put that to good use, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So you may have heard that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's mansion, that beautiful one out in California where the show took place, now listed on Airbnb. $30 a night in honor of its 30th year anniversary. So we've been talking with you guys this morning about like what famous place you would like to spend a night in anywhere in the world. So I would love to visit the Queen's Balmoral Castle, not Buckingham Palace. This is where she stays when she's in Scotland.
So it's an even fancier castle?
It's
not quite as
big, but I think, yeah.
I never knew it existed. It sounds intriguing.
You've never heard of Balmoral Castle?
Never heard of it.
Oh, no.
Don't sound so shocked. I would like to stay, if I could, one night in Johnny's Dojo from Cobra Kai. That's where I want to spend the evening. I promise
you. I don't think
you.
The toilet's working.
Well, that's okay. I'll make do. Just go in the corner. How about you, Gene?
First, welcome back, Bill.
Aw, Gene, thank you.
I'd like to spend the night at the Munsters' house.
Was that a show that you were just so into back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be so cool.
Well, especially this time of year with Halloween around the corner, it would be. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so that's all I wanted to say. And have a great day.
You too, Gene. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bill, Tara O'Toole is on the line. Tara is the president of our Be Up Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's actually a statistics teacher at Springford High School.
Yeah, so how's the school year going so far?
Oh, I don't know. It's crazy.
Crazy.
I feel like I just talk to blank faces all day on the Zoom.
Oh. Really?
The kids don't have to turn their cameras on, so it's just kind of strange.
That's weird. They should be. You don't even know if they're there. They shut it off and leave the room? I mean, is that possible?
They can, yeah. I wouldn't have, no idea.
Boy, this is the class for me.
Oh, my God.
Where was Zoom when I was a kid?
Oh, yeah, Bill would have loved that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm assuming you're calling about the one place you would love to stay the night, where money's no object. Where would it be?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd stay in Cinderella's Castle in Disney.
Beautiful. Yes. Very nice.
Which, you know, you actually can. I have no idea how much that costs, but I think it's a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I know there's a special room that they sometimes auction off on that Omaze place or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weren't you planning to go this summer in honor of your mom's birthday?
So we had a big trip planned because we always still do a big celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad has since passed, so we're going to do something just even bigger next year. They actually upgraded us
because
of everything. So now they're putting us in three bedroom, two-story grand suite at the Bay Lake Towers.
Nice.
That overlooks the theme park.
Oh, my God.
So we can watch the fireworks every night on the balcony. And the travel agent was like, I've never even seen this room available. Like, this is just, I've never seen this upgrade.
How fantastic. So this is happening next summer.
Next summer, yeah.
We'll put you down for Cinderella's Castle. Right, I don't think you would be able to. You'd be so excited. I don't think you'd be able to sleep a wink that night. You know?
I know. No, I'd be up all night. Absolutely.
Magic of Disney.
Looking for all the hidden things in there.
I know, right? Tara, have a great day at school, and I hope it goes better than it has been.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks, Tara.
Good talking to you.
We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
So if you could spend the night anywhere in the world, where would it be? And we're asking just because of this story how the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's beautiful mansion is now actually listed on Airbnb.
Yeah, for only $30 a night, by the way. Now, how about you, Robin?
You're going to think this is really funny, but I would love to stay in the Brady Bunch house.
Oh, my gosh!
Why not?
I hear it's been recently renovated.
Yep.
It's a true house now because when they did it on TV, it was like a set. It was like there was no bathroom, there was no toilet, nothing. So that'd be kind of fun.
I think so too. All right, here you go. Who was in the middle square?
The middle square was Alice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Good job, Robin.
That's a tough question, Robin. All right, we'll put the Brady Bunch house on the list.
Okay, great.
All right, Yunnan, you're up next. Where would you want to spend the night?
Well, on the top of the pyramid, Egyptian pyramid.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
They're kind of, how high are they, by the way?
I think like 375 meters.
That would be something. What about the Sphinx?
What about it?
Well, would you want to stay there, too?
Oh, Sphinx is not that high, actually.
Oh, okay.
I've been there.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to
time.
Go.
Now, I stayed
up into the sky.
Now, I did stay at the that place in Vegas with the pyramid.
That does not count.
The Luxor.
Bill.
That counts.
No, it doesn't.
I was at the top of the Luxor.
No.
I lost all my money, too.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
That's right. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Okay, time to be on top of it entertainment-wise, and Dancing with the Stars debuted last night. But I'll tell you what, the big buzz is actually around what happened during a commercial break.
Yeah, so the family of Don Lewis, that is Carol Baskin's former husband, who went missing in 1997, actually bought airtime and aired a commercial during Carol's Dancing with the Stars debut last night, asking the public for help finding him. And here's a clip of it.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
$100,000 reward has been funded.
You know, the whole story, it's just so sad. But, I mean, let's speak freely, Bill. Do you think Carol did it?
I absolutely do. I still do. I've been reading articles. I thought it, when I watched the TV show to begin with.
Well, I did too. But we have to remember, of course, Tiger King was edited that way to make us think that she did.
Well, that is true.
I do wonder if that commercial will spark any calls. I mean, reward money often does. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this pans out. Although, speaking of money, my money still is on Johnny Weir to win it all this season.
I got to go with you. Great pick. Yep, absolutely. He'll be holding that Mirrorball trophy up for sure. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Okay, it is time to be positive. And what better feel-good story is there than to just hear and to feel the love a new mommy has for her baby, and even better, for her baby that's not even here yet. So all this week, at this time, you are going to hear from one of our What Will It Be? Gender Reveal contest winners. And we really do want to thank our sponsor, Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. So winner number two is joining us on the phone right now, and she is mommy-to-be Stephanie Martin from Bensalem. You know what, Stephanie? Now that I think about it, yesterday's winner was also from Bensalem. There must be something in the water there.
Yes, we're lucky over here.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. We're so happy for you. Now, is this your first baby?
This will be my second.
Oh, good. Okay, so you already have a clue then about all the things that you're going to need, right? So congratulations on also winning this $200 shopping spree for your baby.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so appreciative.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And we're also going to give you one of our Baby Bee onesies, which I'm sure you'll put to good use. You know you go
Absolutely.
Through those like crazy.
Right.
Steph, this is your big moment. I mean, everyone's listening, I hope, including your friends and family. Did you tell them to, you know, gather around?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay, good.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Stephanie.
All right. We are expecting a baby boy in January.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, you said you already have a child. What is that child?
That is my first son.
Okay, so two boys, huh?
Two boys.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You know what? How wonderful, though. They're just going to be best of friends, you know?
Oh, my son is so excited. That's all he wanted was a brother. And he kisses my belly, and he is so excited to be a big brother.
Aww. How about your pregnancy? Has it been going well?
Yeah, it's been going great. I'm very blessed.
Well, congratulations on baby boy number two.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy your $200 shopping spree. That'll be fun.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to buy all the baby clothes.
Well, now I'm wondering, did you save any from your first son, hand-me-downs?
I did. I have some of the, you know, the really cute stuff and the stuff I couldn't part with yet.
Excellent. Oh, that makes it a little easier and special, too.
Yes, it is.
Stephanie's having a little boy.
Yay!
Well, best of luck, and thanks again for entering our contest. We're so happy for you.
Yes, thank you, Jen, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And then tomorrow morning at this time, you will hear from our What Will It Be? Gender Reveal winner number three, right here on B101.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.